Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, ladies. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show, Minisode Edition. What are we talking about today, Andressa?
We're talking about challenges investors face as a result of scaling their business. Scaling is a great thing, but there are challenges that come with it, and we don't talk too much about it.
Interest rates are sky high in 2023, and buying a rental property means you could get stuck with an 8, 9, or 10% mortgage rate. But what about a 2.99% rate with rent to retirement? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller financed 2.99% interest rate with an average cash flow of over $900 per month. Plus, they've got options where you can put as little as 5% down with no PMI. As the nation's leading turnkey investment company, Rent to Retirement helps investors build headache-free, high cash flow rental portfolios. And since their properties are fully turnkey, newly built or renovated, leased and managed, anyone can invest, even those who aren't into landlording. So what are you waiting for? This 2.99% rate deal won't last long. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED lights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, Liz. You know, like scaling and growing, it's my love language, right? I should edit the five love languages and add that over there. So here's the thing. Growing, scaling, expanding, it's all great. It's all positive. But for you entrepreneurs that are listening to us right now, if you have going through growing pains, right, you're feeling the pain of the growth. And we don't talk too much about it. And most important, we don't mitigate. We don't talk how people are doing to mitigate that and create a solid foundation to grow their business. So the number one, I'm going to talk about three here. We can go on and on, but I'm going to talk about three challenges that investors are facing when they scale their business. And the number one is burnout. Many solopreneurs are in the midst of the entire process. They are everywhere and they try to be everywhere, even when it's physically impossible for them to be at the job site and being every single meeting, right? That's called burnout. You're trying to scale without scaling all the rest of that it's needed. That's called burned out. Lack of funds. Many are losing opportunities because they are tapped out, because they have been using their own money so far, their own money, other lenders, but still, it's under their own company. There's no partnerships. There's no private money lender involved. There's no syndication. There's no others. It's just them. So lack of funds. And the third one is team building. Team building is a big challenge. And a lot of investors, I'm not saying waste their time just learning about real estate strategies, but they make a mistake of not sharpening their skills when it comes down to building a business and building teams. I see a lot of investors reading and consuming a lot of content regarding real estate, but very little when it comes down to team building and leadership skills. And that, to me, that is fundamental to scale a business, to sharpen that skill as much as real estate knowledge. So let's talk about this. I'm talking about the bad stuff, right? But how do we mitigate that? And here's what I would encourage you to think about, right? If nothing changes, what is at stake right now? for you investor, when you look at your business right now and you're looking to scale, what is at stake if nothing changes? Is it your health? Is it spending time with your family that you're taking for granted? Is it different types of burned outs? Is the quality of your projects? You're trying to scale the numbers, but you're forgetting to scale the processes and the people. And that is not sustainable. It's going to crumble, right? It's building a house in sand. You got to build a solid foundation. And what do we need in order to do that, right? Think about the projects that you have right now. And that's a yes or no question, right? Think about the projects that you have right now and the quantity of you have right now. How about if we double it, triple it? How would you feel? For those of you that are having palpitations right now, please take a deep breath with me. It's going to be okay. If
I'm taking a deep breath.
You are. If you really scale in the process and then people, Liz, you know about it. You know about it. We have been growing the real estate company side by side of our own investments. And we have took different ventures, right? And growing. When you think about growing, we want to serve the community, right, Liz? And then what we need, people and process across the board. You're just like building micro business inside your own business, right, Liz?
Absolutely. It's huge. And you know, we've seen that in so many different areas as our community has grown. In particular, I'm thinking about, as you talk about scaling, we made the, you know, decision over a year ago to build an investor EXP team under our umbrella because we saw the need. Some of these agents, right, were building their own businesses. They weren't building their investments though, right? They weren't building their own portfolios so they become financially free versus finding the good deals for their clients. So we decided to build a team. We have a phenomenal team now. Jonna Weber is at the helm of really leading this team. But like anything, any new venture, you have to be really clear, what is the proof of concept? What is working? What is not working? And you need to be in constant communication. We have strategic calls with Jonna every other week, you know, just to kind of touch base, what's working, what's not, what do we need to change? This is working. We really want to get the word out more or whatever it is. So, you know, things don't just happen without attention and without diligence and without constantly honoring what you are doing well and tweaking what you're not doing well. So I just think that's a great example. And we have a really wonderful EXP team that's growing nationally. And so for women who really want to keep growing their agent business and grow their investment business and investment portfolio. So it's a neat team. And it's a good example of how to continually grow it in a way that works for everyone, right? Communication, tracking, honesty, right? So
all of it. So bottom line is, who do you need right now in your team in order for you to grow? That's pretty much what comes down to. And I want you, here's the kicker, and this is so important. If you didn't listen to anything that we're going to say, this is it, Rukmi. We need to stop hiring doers. And I hear you. Doers are great. They just do, right? But when you are really scaling strategically and building arms of your business, I encourage you to start hiring thinkers because I'm telling you, it's tiring, right? If you are a solopreneur and you're growing, you're the thinker. You're the in the helm of a lot of thinking from start to beginning. And that takes a toll on the growth. If you are relying on your experience and resources and thinking process, you're just limiting your growth. The other thing besides who, the second thing that I would say for you is to think about the process and systems. And you might not like what I'm going to say. I always say that people are not going to like it, right?
Because you should say, you're going to love what I'm about to say.
And they're like, no, I didn't love it. I was pissed off. But here's what I got to say, regardless if you love it or not. But I know that if you don't love it, I'm just talking to your ego, not you, okay? And they might not like that too, but that's okay. But here's the thing, right? You got to fire yourself, honey, for the position that you're in. That's the goal. That's my goal, like, moving forward my life, I'm like, I want to fire Liz too from her positions and people. That's how we are going to grow. There's no other way. And we have been firing ourselves, but we had to swallow that pill that, I am the best person for this here, or I am needed here. what's going to happen if I am not looking at it, or I don't trust people. You got to trust yourself that you're able to hire the right people. When people say to me, I cannot find the right people to work with me, there's no good people out there, or whatever that is, what they're saying to me is that I don't trust myself to hiring the right people, or I've been hiring the wrong people. That's on you. You will find the right people. They are out there. You just need to get clear on where are you going and what are your boundaries. Take things out of your plate. Get out of it. There's no way you're able to scale without building a team, process, and systems. It's just like, no way, right? So if you got pissed off or not, send us love back, okay? We want to hear from you. Share your experience. What are, besides burned out, lack of funds, and team building, what are the challenges that you're facing that you want to share with us so we can use our resources and experience to support you or guide you to who can? I'm sure Liz knows 500 million people in the world, so she can totally do that.
And what's the one micro step you're going to take as a result of today? We all hear about, you know, make a not to do list, make a list of things you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. Have you done it? Do you do it continually? Do you have a time in your calendar on a weekly basis that you work on your business on, not in it? Because all the things we know what to do, but do we do it, right? There's a gap. We all know we need to go to the gym. We all know we need to eat less calories. Are we doing it, right? So that's the question. And that's what we're here to help move the needle. The knowing part's the easiest part of all of this, the doing part. So make it happen and share what step you took as a result of today's episode.
Good stuff, people. Let us know. Ciao.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share it with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.